Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We're going to be here for another 3 hours to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to get right into the phone line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Daryl in Vermont.
Daryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi there. Well, we skipped last week, so there's no Patrick.
Perfect.
People had withdrawal symptoms, you know. Garden centers, do they still have seeds or are seeds coming in?
A lot of them. So what happens with a lot of seeds is they'll either buy them on consignment. So
right.
They'll have them for a certain time and then the company will bring them back, or they buy them outright. Some garden centers will have a few left over from the season. They'll still be good. But I will tell you this, a lot of them will start to get them the first, second week of January coming into the garden centers.
The point is, if you've been paying attention to the news, California has come up with yet another batch of lettuce that'll kill you.
Yeah.
You need enough of it. But, you know, like, oh, have some of this. And this is a great time to grow your own salads indoors. I know you guys have LED grow lights now, so it takes very little electricity. And get some lettuce and radishes and maybe some onion plants started. And next thing you know, it's pretty good. But you had a call earlier from someone who wants to know what to do with his wood ash.
Yep.
He was in the wood stove business for over 35 years. And that was a big question. But you save the ash and sift out the black, anything that burned wood, sift that out. You're going to put that in some sort of a container bag or burlap heavy and drive over it till it crushes it. And that's your own homemade biochar. You put that in your garden. And then the dry ash, it takes very little to make a difference in the garden. But if he wants to put that down around his moss, it's going to take the moss out, and you can't put too much if you're trying to get rid of the moss.
Yeah, definitely.
In the garden, you've got to get that soil test to find out, because it's amazing how little wood stove ash it takes to make a difference.
It's definitely, as I said to him, soil test, soil test, soil test.
Right.
I think we talk about every time you and I talk here, there's a part of it that has to do with the soil test.
Right.
So
there is a book out that I think was written back in the 30s, maybe, by Ruth Stout. It's called Nowhere. If you have a like a book section in your garden shop, it's probably on the shelf there still. And essentially, it's the no-till gardening, even though they didn't know it was that back when it was started, of just putting compost on top of compost on top of compost to make a garden. And by not putting a lot of effort into it, since the guy she hired to rototill or to plow her garden never showed up, kind of how it started. And probably learned more from that than he would have almost any other place. Comes from a famous family of writers. Her brother wrote about a wolf who grew orchids on his rooftop in New York City. And he couldn't go out to be a proper detective.
Well.
But just an idea, you know, you get there, you fresh lettuce and fresh radishes and fresh everything, and you know where it came from, so you don't have to worry about it. And
Exactly. I'll tell you, the adding, like you said, adding more and more compost is very beneficial, but growing your own is the perfect thing to do. You definitely can get started now, because I'll tell you, it's having fresh greens or whichever all year round is awesome to have, and you know exactly where it came from. And, you know, you could look at it the other way. You know, I've seen out there, you know, with the issues with the lettuce. Well, you know, cakes never had a recall. So I'll eat cake all day long versus lettuce.
Right.
Just saying.
Well, you have a great day, and get the shovel waxed for the snow.
Yeah, definitely. You too. It's gonna be a doozy. So.
Oh yeah, we've done it before, but oh well, here it comes again.
Alrighty, thank you as always, Daryl. Have a great one. Bye bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And definitely, like we said, soil test to really figure that out. The ash for the from the stove, you can continue to get that, save it. And he made a great point, is those the bigger pieces that didn't completely burn through to the ash, you can actually make that into your own biochar by running it over with a vehicle, kind of breaking it down a little bit, adding that to the soil. Biochar is actually something that will really help clean the soil a little bit. I don't mean clean it, make it, you know, nice and spotless, but it's going to help it, help with the nutrients, help with everything kind of flow a little bit. So I think it'll be real well. So we do have some more calls. We're going to get right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Linda is in St. Charles.
Linda, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, and thank you for taking my call. I actually have two questions. I thought of another one while waiting.
Sure.
Thank you. I've been given some iris, and I planted them, about 20 of them, when the weather was still nice and they got a good start this fall. The only problem is I didn't get out there to do the mulch because I was busy raking leaves.
Yep.
So I chose the wrong priority. We've had some snow, but not a lot. Do you think it's too late to save the iris? Do you think they'll be okay?
I think they're going to be okay. So snow is an insulator, too, just like the mulch that you would have. So if the snow is really staying on it, you're going to be okay. Because the snow just, it keeps it at that one temperature. Now, if it starts to thaw and it gets uncovered, maybe that would be a perfect time to add some mulch around it. So maybe, you know, go to the garden center. A lot of garden centers will still have it. Get some mulch ready. Or if you already have mulch, just know that if it thaws and you're seeing, you know, the ground exposed like that, throw some mulch over it. But if it stays with snow, realize that that snow is an insulator as well. It keeps the temperature the same temperature, you know, that frozen temperature, you know, throughout the day versus it being exposed to the sunlight, warming up during the day, then getting cold at night, then the next day warming up, etc. So snow is a good insulator. But if everything thaws out, I'd definitely get out there if you could to cover it up with some mulch.
Well, we had rain last night, so this would probably be a good time. All the snow is gone, so that would be a good time.
Yeah, definitely, definitely get out there if you can.
Okay, great, thank you. And the other question was, I did rake up as many leaves as I could, but then more came down. So they're now and the snow's all melted. Somebody told me that I would get like snow mold. Is there such a thing if I didn't finish raking?
So you could get snow mold. Snow mold is something that will happen to the lawn. You won't see it until a couple weeks into spring, maybe even, you know, halfway through spring on the yard. You'll have different areas, different looks to it. But it'll look like the ground is moldy in that area. And it's really what it is a fungus. If you can't get all the leaves up at this point, it's more about making sure in the spring when all the snow is gone, getting them off of there to allow when this ground really starts to, or the grass really starts to grow again, it can actually grow instead of being impeded by that, you know, those leaves. So if you can't get it right now, get it first thing in the spring when you can really get out there. They're not frozen because you don't want to rip up the leaves if the ground's frozen too. But get out there early and clean it up, and that can help prevent some of it. If there's snow all over the ground, it's not going to matter what's underneath it. It's going to be covered. But if you can get it up now, great. But if you can't, just try to get it up in the spring, and you should be all right.
You're a wealth of information. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, Linda, and good luck, and hopefully everything works out for you.
Thank you. I'll make it.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to go to a break. We get back more of your questions. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Carol's in Hudson, New Hampshire.
Carol, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know if you've ever had this question before. I haven't heard it spoken about, and I was talking to my brother and my sister-in-law about it. Have you ever heard of snake worms?
Snake worm, yes. The it's also a it looks like an earthworm.
It does look like an earthworm, but they're very, very long.
Yep, and instead of having like the red band, it has a white band.
Yeah. Yeah,
yep.
And I'm just wondering if there are any problems with it. My brother seems to think that it's causing more problems. It's not like regular worms.
It actually is a problem. What it does is, so earthworms have what's called earthworm castings, and it adds like almost like a compost to the soil. Where the snake worm actually, it has, you know, castings, but what it's doing is it's clumping the soil together and really compacting it and not allowing any nutrients to flow, not allowing really any compost to do anything, and it actually like gums up the soil so that it's not very good. Right now, there's no actual way to get rid of the snake worm. Because it's so closely related to the earthworm, it's hard for them to get something, because we want to keep the earthworms in the soil. We want to protect those. We want to keep them going because they are so beneficial.
So anything
that they use at this time that they've been looking at can actually affect the beneficials. So, one of the reasons why they call them snake worms is when they're above ground, they're erratic. If they're exposed to the sun, etc., some worms will shake back and forth. These snake worms will just go crazy above ground. They almost look like they're jumping.
That's what my brother says. That's exactly what they do. And the thing that bothers me is I've noticed in the last couple of years, over the years, I've developed some really nice soil because I've put compost and all of that.
Yep.
In the last couple of years, I've noticed that my soil is very beaded, you know, and it's
little,
very loose.
So very, like, little, it almost looks like little pebbles, but it's soil.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, exactly.
And that's what that snake worm does.
Brother. Okay.
So there's no real cure to this right now. It's been working its way up to New England area from the south. They've had it all over the place. And one of the things to really look at is maybe looking at adding some sort of sulfur to the soil to help break it down a little bit, the compact soils, adding more compost. Anytime you see that snake worm, try to, you know, get rid of it, take a shovel, cut it in half, that type of thing. Anytime you see, like, a compost that is, that has it in it, you know, try to get rid of it, get it into the woods far away from the home. Anything you can do to get rid of it. But I really think, like, a sulfur product, or Jonathan Green has that Love Your Soil, which is sulfur-based, can help break down some of that soil that has started to compact a little bit and counteract it a bit.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to counteract it all the way, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I was reading. I don't know if it I think some of this is coming from, like, they said there's a lot in Vermont.
Yes.
In their, they send a lot of, it's in their compost that they send to people. And, I mean, it's not their fault. I'm sure they had no knowledge of this either. But it's in a lot of the products that they're sending out. So if you buy these things and you have them delivered to your yard from a nursery, then they're already in there. You know, so, I don't know what, I'm wondering if, like, a bagged compost or a bagged, something to put on your soil that would be bagged would not
a lot of the bags would probably be better, but they're still going to come from some of those areas. They're heated up and cooked that way. I'd look more for, like, a compost versus a straight soil. If it's coming out of Vermont, the rest of the New England states, their products are still pretty good, so I wouldn't worry about that. All right,
thank you,
have a great one.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. The new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
9 people dead in a plane crash in South Dakota yesterday. The FAA says that the small plane had as many as a dozen people on board when it crashed just after taking off from an airport in Chamberlain, South Dakota. The area was under a winter storm warning at the time. The powerful storm has now moved east and could tie up holiday traffic.
We're looking at a wintry mix of precipitation across portions of Pennsylvania and New York, and then transitioning to some heavy snow from portions of central eastern New York into central New England.
And National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says that storm's not completely done with the Midwest and higher plains either. Pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong saying thank you to President Trump for supporting their efforts. Hundreds marched to the U.S. consulate today waving American flags. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we had talked about that snake worm. It's really crazy to be thinking about. I just want to reiterate, you know, it didn't start in Vermont. It came from the south and moved its way up, but it has hit Vermont. It came out of, you know, from New York into Vermont. So if you're seeing some of the soils there, it doesn't necessarily mean don't buy their products from Vermont. A lot of these companies are looking into it, looking to see what's best. It's more of the, by the yard, by those things, or you should really look into it. See if the company has had any issues with snake worms, because they are not, beneficial for the lawn. So just the more you know about it when you're taking some of that soil. You know, if you're on the New Hampshire line or the Massachusetts line of Vermont and you're getting soil from across there or even from that area, because, you know, they can travel, check into it. You know what's going on in the area and see if there's any that's been sighted there to go from there. So just want to reiterate that. It's not, you know, not all the companies have bad product. I'm not saying that by any means. They've probably really looked into it, especially at their plants. A lot of times they'll go through a screening process where it's warmer, depending upon if it's compost, so it'll heat it up a little bit, so you might not see it in there. So it's not to fear coming from Vermont. It's just to know what's going on, and a lot of those companies are on top of it and looking. But again, there's no real way to get rid of it. It's not one where you can just say, all right, I'm going to use this product and it's going to be gone. It's not possible because it's too close to the earthworm, and we don't want to get rid of the earthworm. So just something to think about. We do have a call on the line, right, Nathan? Can we we'll go over to the next one here?
It's true. we have Howard in New Hampshire.
Howard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm looking into a potted Christmas tree.
Yep.
So I can plant it outside in the spring. and I don't know how long they can be inside.
Okay. It really depends on how warm you keep the house. If it's really warm in the 60s, 70s, you know, obviously it's going to be in the 60s, but if it's in the 70s or higher, it's not going to be able to stay there very long. You're only going to be able to do it a couple days, 3 to 5 maybe. The longer it stays inside, more likely if you put it outside right after, when you're done with it, it might not make it through the winter. So what I would suggest doing is if you're going to bring it in, say you bring it in for, let's call it a week, you know, 5 days, 5, 7 days, bring it from there into the house, down into your basement where maybe it's a little bit cooler, or the garage where it's protected, but it's not going to get, you know, freezing cold. And slowly get that ready for the temperatures that it will be normal outside, kind of hardening it off. Kind of like we do if we're taking a houseplant from the inside onto the patio for the summer or spring. We're doing the same thing with the plant. So it can be a little bit difficult, but I wouldn't keep it more than 7 days. After 7 days, you're almost better off just keeping it inside the house until spring. The other thing I'd look to do, and I'm not sure if you have, snow already or if the ground's frozen where you are, but I know it's right on the border, but maybe get a hole dug right now for where you want to put it. Because when you get it outside after you've used it, you want to protect it. And protecting the root system would be beneficial, so getting it into the ground and then covering around it will really work out. Or if you can't dig it, get some mulch or something ready so that when you bring it outside, you can cover the pot around it so the roots really aren't exposed to the colder air above, and you can really protect it until spring.
Okay, maybe I'll look into that next year. It seems a little late this year to dig a hole, and I don't want to end up buying one and have it die.
Yeah, it's tough. You can't really say, you know, it's definitely going to make it. And you're not going to be able to say it's not going to make it. I think if you wanted to do it and you could at least protect it maybe up against the house and put mulch around it or salt marsh hay or something along that, it still would be beneficial to plant in the spring. But again, if you can't dig a hole right now, that's fine. Just get it somewhere where it's a little bit sheltered and it's going to be protected because you've brought it inside, it's gotten warm, and it needs to readapt to being outside.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Howard.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you for the phone call, and then enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You as well.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. Now the clock is ticking. Time to get growing and start your spring seeds. Espoma Organic Seed Starter Mix is everything you're looking for and more. It's a loose, lightweight, all-natural blend of the finest ingredients, specially formulated for starting all types of seeds. An Espoma Seed Starter Mix contains Mycotone, a blend of beneficial mycorrhizae to enhance root growth. Ask for Espoma Organic Seed Starter Mix at your favorite garden center and visit Espoma.com for helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. You did hear that right. The clock is ticking. You can get stuff started right now, especially if you want to have them inside for the year, having some nice lettuce or things like that, some microgreens. I know Daryl had talked about it earlier today with us. You know, get some of that lettuce inside versus having to buy it from the store. You know, use an LED light or a self-facing window where you're going to get tons of sun. Really think about it to get that figured out. Get it inside and say, all right, lettuce, it takes about 28 to 30 days about to get growing. knowing that, you know, you're looking at it and saying, I want to have lettuce in January. Start now. Get it ready. Get those LEDs out there and get it going. If you want to start early, you know, maybe January, February, you can get to ask the big guy, ask Santa for some LED growing lights or seed starter mix, something to see what you can do to get it ready. So that's something to be thinking about. But again, like I said, you know, lettuce, it gets recalled a lot, but you know what doesn't get recalled is cake. Man, I love a good cake. And I've never had an issue having a cake recalled. So just saying, you know, that's just one man's opinion. But, you know, that's growing inside is becoming more and more popular. So definitely think about doing that. Get some of the different, get some books on how to grow inside if you can. Get a few different things. It'll really help you out. Take a look online at some of the websites where you can purchase the seeds and do some research. The Burpee website that I've looked at many times has tons of information to help you choose what you really want. And it's something that I think is very beneficial to be looking at. Not necessarily to, you know, to just purchase from, but just to get informed about the different varieties. On their website, it'll actually tell you if you're looking to grow it outside, when to start inside, and then when to get it outside and go from there. It's really informative. So I think that would be useful for the educational part. Obviously have great seeds. They've been around for years upon years. But their information on there is top notch. So I'd look at that if you're going to be growing indoors. Again, you know, LED light or a south-facing window, get some nice loose soil, some growing containers, something along those lines, and get it started. I think it'd be more than beneficial for you to do that this season. Really keep you going from outside and keep you ready for spring. So just something to be thinking about. With this snow coming, I know a lot of you are trying to scramble today to try and get rid of any of those leaves, etc. If you can't get them up this year, just try to get them up early spring. Leaving them on there will cover up in the spring the sunlight that's getting through, trying to wake up the soil. A nice spring cleanup will help you on it. You just don't want to leave all the leaves on there for a long time. If you leave leaves in an area, it starts to turn to compost. Everything underneath it starts to turn just to the soil versus the lawn. So that's why we like to get rid of the leaves. You know, there have been some studies out there. Do the leaves staying in the areas help with insects in the areas, beneficial insects? You know, certain ones, does it keep them covered, keep them somewhere to live for the winter, somewhere protected? You know, there's some thoughts to that. But me personally, I like to get the area cleaned up. I've already done it a couple times. My wife's already done it a couple times. I think we're on the fifth or sixth time getting rid of some of the leaves. We have a lot of maple trees in the area and some oak trees. But the oaks will drop first. The maples seem to hold their leaves till the end, right before a snowstorm. That seems to be happening tonight. But, you know, if you can get out there, great. If you can't, all I just caution is just get it done early in the spring so that way it's not sitting on there. We had a caller earlier concerned about snow mold. Well, she was correct. There is such thing as snow mold, and it can sit on the lawn. It can sit there and create a mold and create a fungus that will affect the rest of your lawn, and it can start to grow out. So that's one of the reasons why we like to clean up the lawns. You know, if you have a lot of leaves in a flower bed, might not be bad just to leave them there to help insulate the area. It's not going to do a ton, but if you have lots of leaves in there and around your plants, it's almost like adding the mulch to it and holding them around some of your hydrangeas, some of your roses, some of your perennials, that type of thing. So it could be beneficial that way, and focus more on the lawn part of it to allow, so your spring, you're not worried about the lawn. You can be worried about, you know, a few other things that, you know, seem a little bit more important at the time, getting those garden beds ready, etc. So, something to really think about. Now, I know we've been talking about it for a couple months. That salt marsh hay, it was my father used to say it all the time. get it, store it, get it ready for right after Thanksgiving, and place that around your plants right after Thanksgiving. Well, it's right after Thanksgiving, and look, we got a snowstorm coming in New England. Perfect timing if you got it. I know a lot of garden centers are starting to run out of the salt marsh hay. There are other products out there. There is like a baled straw that has been almost like heated up to the point where it doesn't have those weed seeds. So if you can get something like that, there's a couple products out there. One I know in particular called Lucerne Hay. That one's been heated up, doesn't have the weeds. That's why we like the salt marsh hay. The salt marsh hay doesn't have the weed seeds, whereas the straw does. So something to be thinking about if you haven't got it. Run out to the garden center this morning. Get that for your plants. Or run out to the garden center and look for some Christmas trees. It's all festive out there, and you're seeing Christmas trees all over the place. Just saw a bunch of trucks driving this week when we were up in Maine for Thanksgiving. Three or four passed us, so it's perfect. It's that time of year. So give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have open lines, so you can give us a call and get in to answer some of your gardening questions. We're here till 10 o'clock, so you got a couple hours to be asking some of your questions. We've talked a few times about in regards to, getting the leaves up, but getting some things protected for, the winter. Putting mulch around them, getting those things ready, getting ready for the winter. But, I'd like to talk a little bit more about something else that protects. It's more for our soldiers that protect us out there. The company I work for, Mahoney's, is part of a bigger tradition called Trees for Troops. And it's something that we really, really think is awesome. What it is for a donation of $35, or at the store you can do a $5 donation. It can actually help get a Christmas tree, a real Christmas tree, to a military family. Some are here on U.S. soil, some are in foreign soil. So, it's definitely something to be thinking about. You can go to the Mahoney's website at mahoneysgarden.com and go to the Trees for Troops section. Or you can go in store. But I bring it up. I just think it's an awesome thing that gets done. FedEx is part of this. FedEx is one of the ones who started this. And I just think it's something incredible that we can do. For those who, have families abroad, the family's at home and they have a soldier in their family that's a on base somewhere, etc., they can get a tree to really try to celebrate Christmas and enjoy some of the good times. So just something to think about out there. But again, you can go to the Mahoney's website, which is mahoneysgarden.com. And right on the front page, it has a spot where it says Trees for Troops. You can do it online, or it has a number there to call. You can call the main office in Winchester there. Now, we, you know, we're getting snow tonight. Maybe later in the day, into Monday, part of Tuesday. It's going to be the first real big snowstorm of the year. But, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. Obviously, the weathermen, they kind of know, but sometimes it could go too north of us or too south of us and things change. I'm just hoping that it doesn't do the, you know, oh, we said 4 to 8, but we mean 8 to 12. I'd rather it mean like 2 to 4 or 1 to 2. But only time will tell. But it's going to be, a nice day out there. It's sunny before the day really hits. That snowstorm, but it's going to be cold. It's going to be really cold. I think last time I checked about it 2 hours ago, it was 17 degrees out. So, yeah, it's a little bit cold. Oh, here, I just checked it now. It's gotten colder. It's 16, so perfect. But, it's a little chilly out there. Maybe wait a little bit of time before you get out there. Or dress in layers. Get ready for the weather. Get the leaves out of the driveway at least, so that when that snow comes, you're not sliding underneath it. You know, get that ice melt, get those snow shovels all cleaned up, ready to go, because we got some stuff to be cleaning up soon. So, it's more of a couple days and then done for a little bit. Maybe some snow at the end of the week, but staying flurries at this point. So, let's hope we don't get too much. I'd rather see some of that snow in January versus having it in December. It's a nice Christmas time. I'd be all right with a little bit of snow, but I don't need inches upon inches or feet upon feet of snow out there to really celebrate Christmas. Talked a couple times already today about indoor Christmas trees, having the live Christmas tree indoors, trying to keep them indoors, very limited time, maybe 3 to 5 days. More than that kind of starts to push it of being able to get back outside for the year. So if you're trying to keep it indoors for more than 5 days, I would not be putting it outside this, once you're done right after Christmas. I'd be trying to keep it like in a basement or a garage, something along those lines, where it'll get a little bit of light. But it's not going to go right outside and get shocked, because you can, spend some more money on a live Christmas tree, a potted Christmas tree, than you would a regular cut Christmas tree. And it would be a pity just to waste that money on that. So that's why 3 to 5 days max. We're going to go to a break. We'll be back in a couple.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.